There was also a small bookcase in the other corner, and Winston had already gravitated toward it. It contained nothing but rubbish. The hunting down and destruction of books had been done with the same thoroughness in the Prole quarters as everywhere else. It was very unlikely that there existed anywhere in Oceania a copy of a book printed earlier than 1960. The old man, still carrying the lamp, was standing in front of a picture in a rosewood frame which hung on the other side of the fireplace opposite the bed. "Now, if you happen to be interested in old prints at all," he began delicately. Winston came across to examine the picture. It was a steel engraving of an oval building with rectangular windows and a small tower in front. There was a railing running around the building, and at the rear end there was what appeared to be a statue. Winston gazed at it for some moments. It seemed vaguely familiar, though he did not remember the statue. "The frame's fixed to the wall," said the old man. "But I could unscrew it for you, I dare say." "I know that building," said Winston finally. "It's a ruin now. It's in the middle of the street, outside the Palace of Justice." "That's right, outside the law courts. It was bombed many years ago. It was a church at one time. St. Clement's Dane, its name was." He smiled apologetically, as though conscious of saying something slightly ridiculous, and added, "Oranges and lemons, say the bells of St. Clement's."
"What's that?" said Winston.
"Oranges and lemons, say the bells of St. Clement's. That was a rhyme we had when I was a little boy. How it goes on, I don't remember, but I do know it ended up, 'Here comes a candle to light you to bed. Here comes a chopper to chop off your head.' It was a kind of dance. They held out their arms for you to pass under, and when they came to 'Here comes a chopper to chop off your head,' they brought their arms down and caught you. It was just names of churches. All the London churches were in it. All the principal ones, that is."
Winston wondered vaguely to what century the church belonged. It was always difficult to determine the age of a London building. Anything large and impressive, if it was reasonably new in appearance, was automatically claimed as having been built since the Revolution, while anything that was obviously of earlier date was ascribed to some dim period called the Middle Ages. The centuries of capitalism were held to have produced nothing of any value. One could not learn history from architecture any more than one could learn it from books. Statues, inscriptions, memorial stones, the names of streets, anything that might throw light upon the past, had been systematically altered.
"I never knew it had been a church," he said. "Well, there's a lot of them left, really," said the old man, "though they've been put to other uses. Now, how did that rhyme go? Ah, I've got it. 'Oranges and lemons, say the bells of St. Clement's. You owe me 3 farthings, say the bells of St. Martin's.' There now, that's as far as I can get. A farthing, that was a small copper coin. Looks something like a cent.